It has been more than 39 years since West Virginia has had its last national FFA officer. Today, at the 86th National FFA Convention, that has changed. This is Beverly Flatt with FFA Today, and we're here with your new National Eastern Region Vice President. Will you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you?
Hi, I'm actually Wes Davis, and I am the new Eastern Region Vice President for the National FFA Organization. I grew up in the small town of Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which is right there real close to Ohio. We got a little bit of flat land there, so even though we're in the mountain state, we got a lot of agriculture going on. And I'm actually attending West Virginia University right now, studying agricultural business as well as agricultural education, and doing a double major in those fields.
So we all know that FFA is rooted in agriculture. Can you tell us a little bit about your agricultural past and what SAE you've pursued?
Well, you know, Bev, I actually did not grow up on a farm. I only grew up on 2 acres, but when I was in the 7th grade, I had purchased a chicken for $1 at the county fair. Mom and Dad didn't know about it, but brought it home, and after I had gotten into some agriculture and classes into the FFA as well, took advantage of some opportunities there and grew my SAE. And by the time I graduated from high school, I had 350 birds, was selling to eggs to 150 homes, 9 schools, and 10 restaurants all across West Virginia. So I was able to take advantage of the opportunities that were in front of me. And as a national officer, I really want to be able to encourage students to take advantage of those opportunities that are in front of them. You know, it doesn't matter what situation that we come from or what background we have, we all have those opportunities that we can take advantage of. And I want to be that person who's speaking faith into those individuals, because that's what the National FFA organization is about. It's about speaking faith into individuals regardless of where they come from and what they do.
So the theme of this year's FFA convention has been Ignite. FFA members have walked away knowing that they need to spark passion, they need to ignite FFA. And I know it's only within the first hour of your election, but what do the next 365 days look like for you? What sort of legacy do you want to leave FFA members with by the time you retire this time next year?
You know, I want to ignite that passion within every single individual that I come into contact with. I want to be able to put that spark of just pure human ambition into the eyes of individuals. And there are so many opportunities to be able to do that. It's just in the first hour, just like you said, but I'm willing to make it happen. And I'm just so excited to have the opportunity and very blessed to be able to do it.
And we know one of the roles that a national officer has during their course of the year is they serve the FFA members. They act as the motivator and the inspiration for thousands of FFA members across the country. I'm sure that throughout your course of FFA, you've had people who've sparked that inspiration and that have motivated you and have acted as mentors. Would you like to give any sort of special thanks to the people who've helped when you've gotten to where you are today?
Most certainly. I would definitely want to give a big, huge thanks to both my advisors, Mr. Nybert and Mr. Kidwell. They both have been able to spark my passion and ignite my passion within agriculture and agricultural education, and I wouldn't be where I am without them. And definitely my parents, too. They've been so supportive. They're not the farming type of people, but they are more than willing to get down and dirty and wash some eggs when I'm not home. So I definitely appreciate their support, too.
And I'd imagine that they'll be washing a lot of eggs this year with how much you travel. What do you think is the thing you're most looking forward to in this next year?
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to spend some time with some students and our members, because they are the heart of our organization. Right down there where they are at the ground level, and they have so many things in front of them. And I'm just so excited to get to meet with them and to meet all the different people from across the country. And that's what I look forward to more than anything else in the world.
And is there any final message you'd like to leave members with today?
You know, just look for those opportunities in front of you. There are so many things that we can take advantage of as FFA members, and there are so many opportunities right in front of us. And I really encourage you to take advantage of those and to just find what it is that you're passionate about. Go for it and make your dreams happen.
That was Wes Davis, the newly elected 2013-2014 National Eastern Region Vice President from the West Virginia FFA Association. With FFA Today, this is Beverly Flatt.